Welcome to Shomar Shavana Daf Shir Sponsor Lo Nishma Sarim Yakashom Nebas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvas Daf Yom Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis calls Shmuel Shekoit. And in the previous Shir we came to explain a Pipshat why Shmuel calls Shekoit Narashakton and the Chil between him and Benazai. Rashi explains that Shmuel is called Shekoit because it's Shekid LaHalacha to bring Halacha LaMaisa. Now the obvious question is, why is Shmuel called Shekoit and not Rav? We have here in our sugi, Rav and Shmuel. And the rule is, the Gemara brings throughout Shas, the Rav is aloche lakim b'isure. And Shmuel aloche is lakim b'dini. Rav is aloche when he's speaking about isure b'eter. Shmuel is aloche when he's speaking about dini mominis nizikin. That's aloche like Shmuel. And we brought in previous shir the divrei harosh that says, why? Because Rav was more focused on isure b'eter. And Shmuel was more focused on dini mominis. So each one had his expertise, so to speak, where his halacha was accepted more than the other. So, if Shmuel is called Shekoit, because he is Shekoit to get halacha l'maise in Dine, so why is Rav not called Shekoit? Because he gets halacha l'maise in Yisuri. L'chor, that's a very obvious, simple question on the Gemara over here that calls Shmuel Shekoit. So here I want to share with the Oilam, Davar Niflamoit, which is really things which are beyond our understanding, but it's some remuzzing just for us to hold on to see the niflos of Torah. The Vilna Gaon Tikkun Zohar tells us a very big concept. We know that Rav and Shmuel argue, and halacha like Rav in Isuri, and Shmuel halacha like him in Dini. Why is that so? Says the Gaon, we know that the Torah has two aspects to it. There is the chesed of Torah, and there is the din of Torah. In one hand, the Torah is a set toiv, is the Gishmakar of Torah. And the other hand, we have the din, the gvura, the punishment, the isurim, the sur mira of Torah. Two different aspects of Torah. These two aspects of Torah belong to the right and the left. The right is always the chesed. The left is always the din. These are the two parts of Torah. And the Vilna Gaon adds, based on the Chazal say there in Sefer HaZohar, that we have shor v'chamor. The chamor is the right side of Torah. The shor is the left side of Torah. Chamor is chumri de mastisin. That's the issu ve'eter dvorim chamurim oimdim berumu shel olam. The shor refers to nezik, to mominus. And that's why said in Ezekiel starts with shor, shor shenogach hasaporo. These are the two parts of Torah. Zog de goyin, Rav and Shmuel belong to these two sides of Torah. Rav belongs to the chesed of Torah. And Shmuel belongs to the din of Torah. Rav belongs to the right, that's why he's called Rav, which is not going to it right now. And Shmuel is called the left, that's why Shmuel and Smol are the same letters almost. They belong to the two sides of Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, that is the reason that Halacha is like Rav in Yisurim. Because Rav belongs more to that side of Torah, to the chesed of Torah. So he belongs to the Yisurim of Torah. He belongs to the Chamor of Torah. That's Rav's part. Shmuel, on the other hand, belongs to Dinim. He belongs to Midas Adin, to the Smoil. So therefore, Halacha like Shmuel B'dinim and Dinim Mominis, that's where he belongs. That's his Chelek of Torah. These are obviously Remuzim Be'alma for us, and we need to go and be Me'ayin much more to understand what the Vilna Gaon means. But it at least gives us that key, that that's what Shmuel is all about. Maybe we can understand a little bit more our Gemara. Because the word shkoit, the word lishkoit, shakit, is something that belongs to Dinim. It says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, makel shaked ani ro'eh. Because the Baruch Hu is shoket ala ro. Shkidos midas adin. And so brings the Kelis Yaakov, which was written by Baal Meloi Rohim, that always the word shkida belongs to midas adin. So he made it very gishmak. Rav and Shmuel are both very persistent to come to Halacha L'maisa. But Rav is the Isurim of Torah, and Shmuel is in the Dinim of Torah. Rav is in the right side, in the Chesed of Torah. Shmuel is in the Midas Adin. So therefore, the word Shekoit that belongs to Midas Adin is the name that Shmuel gets and not Rav. Because that is the name that belongs to Midas Adin. Shmuel is Shekoit. Shekoit means because he's Shekid. But Shekoit is also the name that belongs to Midas Adin. And I hope the Oilam can take some benefit from this very deep concepts. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.